the whore and the Madonna. You know, the porn star and the girl next door combined, which is very difficult to find in other countries.
So hold on. And why aren't the whores in the West also nice girls?
No, because if you're a whore in the West, it's something that it's dirty, it's nasty. You're the lowest rung of society.
But is that, you know, all that? Is that the male's perception, or is that the way the lizard is behaving? Because I've met some sluts here, and they're cool to me.
No. I mean, you know, they could be some of them, but I'm just saying in general, it's not. The society is not something our society condones or encourages, right?
But is it? But my thing is it the man viewing the slut as she's not the girl next door, or is it the slut not behaving in a friendly fashion? That's what I'm trying to get at.
I'm not sure. I think it's a combination of things, right?
So the sluts you've met have been mean.
Well, I've literally found it kind of difficult to find, like, okay, for example, a lot of girls in the U.S. that are very sexual are kind of messed up in the head. You know, they're not, you know, they have, like, maybe personality issues, right? And in Brazil, you don't find that much. You know, girls can be very sexual and very normal. Have, you know, they're not neurotic. Whereas in Europe and in the U.S., I found that a lot of girls that are very sexual are, you know, they're neurotic. They're messed up in some way, right?
Yeah, you raise a valid point there. Actually, that's that. When you mention that, you're kind of onto something. It's almost like there's a gap. In order to move in one direction, they've taken away from the other place instead of having both areas filled. If that makes sense.
Right.